Well, hi and good day everyone. McCaughan here on February the 11th, or in this particular boo, it is February the 11th. And the subject matter today is your favourite smell. What is a favourite smell? Because we all kind of, it's subjective to what you're smelling at the time, isn't it, really? I'm just going to kind of diversify a bit here because, you know, if you pass a hot dog stand and they're making fresh hot dogs with the onions, I mean, that smell, oh my. Or how about donuts? Hot donuts straight off the press. There's a smell that captures you. Even if you've had your dinner just before, you know, half an hour before that, you pass a hot dog stand. A donut stand. The smell just goes through. It's fantastic. But I think that the smells that I love are all virtually all to do with burning something. So, log fires, coal fires. Coals don't smell much, but invariably people put logs on. So a log fire, yeah. We were reared with a coal fire, log fire, as it were, when it was right from birth, as it were. Right up to about 21 years ago when I moved to the present house, which is central heating, and my wife keeps talking about putting a fire in every year, and we never get around to it. We've jumped through all the hoops. So anyway, a log fire. Oh, the smell coming from that. We passed one. In fact, almost the whole of our surrounding area last night, there was a beautiful smell. We went out for a little walk, and the smell of the log fire was drifting everywhere, and it just captured emotions and thoughts of the little cottage that we used to hire up in Skye. A little one-bedroom cottage, and all that was there was the log fire, or in actual fact, they burned the turf, or as you would notice, peat. A turf fire is even better than a log fire. It depends if the logs are on. If they're pine, they really give off a fantastic aroma. But the turf is even better. The smell of peat burning. Sometimes you go into a little pub somewhere way up on the west coast and they don't burn logs at all, they just burn peat. And the smell just it sticks to your clothes and your hair, and you're smelling it all day long, and it's absolutely beautiful. So yeah, in my mind, that is one smell that evokes pleasant memories from childhood right up to the present day, even to holidays at Saiden Skye, is the smell of an open log fire. Another one that I do, well, it's not my favourite one, but it's probably second favourite, and it involves burning as well, is incense. Being brought up in the Catholic Church, we were brought up with the smell of incense at certain occasions throughout the year, where incense is burned in what we call a thurible. And it's, you've probably seen it being swung about in long gold or brass chains, and the smoke from the thurible comes out from the burning incense. And it's always used in the Catholic Church. Every funeral is used to basically bless the deceased within their coffin, as it were. It's a very symbolic thing. But being brought up with incense, that is another very evocative smell. And some people don't actually like it. And I just absolutely loved it since I was a kid. And if you walk into a chapel, even when you're just visiting on holiday, and it could be the other side of the world, and they have been using incense for whatever reason within the past few days even, you can smell it. And I just think it just evokes fantastic memories for me of being in church. And being an adult now, you appreciate the solitude, the peace and quiet that's within a church when there's no service on whatsoever. You just pop in, say a few prayers, and enjoy. It's amazing how, even if it's a bustling street outside, how once you're indoors, and this applies to any church, of course, there's not even a Catholic church, but once you're indoors, this peace comes over you, and you're at one with the world, one with God. And if the smell of incense is in the air, oh, it's just, It's a to me, it is very magical and godly and absolutely beautiful. I just love it. But the all-time favourite, yeah, is a log or peat fire and a pint of real ale in your hand. Fantastic. Bye for now, folks.